Our Lady's words, taken verbatim from the book The Mystical City of God, Conception, Book 2, Chapter 22. Our Lady speaks of divine providence.
My daughter, in the example of the matrimonial life wherein the Most High placed me, thou findest a reproof for those souls who allege their life in the world as an excuse for not following perfection. To God nothing is impossible, and nothing is likewise impossible to those who with a lively faith hope in Him and resign themselves entirely to His divine providence. I lived in the house of my spouse with the same perfection as in the temple, for in changing my state of life, I altered neither my sentiments nor the desire and anxiety to love and serve God. On the contrary, I added to my solicitude lest the obligations of a spouse should hinder me in God's service. On this account, God favored me and disposed and accommodated powerfully all things in conformity to my desires. The Lord will do the same for all men if on their part they correspond. They, however, blame the state of matrimony, deceiving themselves, for the hindrance to a holy and perfect life is not the state, but the vain and superfluous cares and anxieties in which they involve themselves, forgetting the sweetness of the Lord and seeking and preferring their own. And there is no excuse for not living a perfect life in the world. Still less will the duties and obligations of the religious state be an excuse. Never imagine thyself exempt from the pursuit of perfection on account of being a superioress. For since God has placed thee in the office of obedience, thou must not despair of His assistance and protection. He Himself will each day assume the responsibility of strengthening thee and helping thee to fulfill thy duties, without relaxing in the pursuit of a perfect love due to God. Oblige Him by the sacrifice of thy own will, submitting in humble patience to all that His divine providence may ordain. If thou dost not hinder the course of His providence, I assure thee of His protection and of the power of His divine arm to direct thee and guide all thy actions toward perfection.